The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And I see in the chat that the buzzing's not as bad when I'm speaking, so that's good news. There might be some frustration, some annoyance, a whole range of responses to the buzzing. Can we just allow it to be there? And instead of getting tangled up, see if there can be an opening, a relaxing, a settling in to this experience of just sitting here. What is it like to connect with, embody, inhabit your experience with an open-heartedness, with a gentleness? And as Gil likes to say, if there is any annoyance, frustration, irritation, this too, can we just fold this in? This too gets folded into our meditation practice. We can rest our awareness on the sensations of breathing. That's part of the present moment experience. And feeling the expansion, contraction. Maybe it's the different temperatures of the air going in and out of the nose. In a manner, in a way, in which you are from the inside connecting to the experience. More than just thinking about it, more experiencing it. What does it feel like to have an inhale? What about an exhale? What does that feel like? And we also have the transitions between an inhale and exhale, and between an exhale and inhale. What does that feel like? As we start to settle in to our meditation, we might notice the thoughts that take us away from the experience of breathing. And what would it be like to have thoughts that were helpful, supportive, as opposed to critical or berating? What would it be like to have inner dialogue, inner talk that is beneficial, that's helpful during your meditation? We might think that being critical or berating ourselves in some kind of way is beneficial. But it actually undermines our practice. Is there a way that you can use some positive language? when you wake up after being lost in thought? Can there be an attitude of, oh, okay, no problem, I'll just begin again, the sensations of breathing? Just one half of a breath at a time. One inhale. One exhale. And then we begin again. As best we can. As best we can. What are some kind-hearted words we can use for ourselves to support ourselves in this practice? It's okay. It's okay. kind words, not only for ourselves, but for each other too. That are helpful. I'm feeling the support for those of you who are putting things in the chat box. But whether the words are literal or not, it can be helpful to just notice whether they're beneficial, supportive for your practice. To be sensitive to what's beneficial might highlight the way we use language or self-talk that isn't so helpful. And that's just one more thing that we can fold in, this too. Perhaps some habits of unhelpful speech for ourselves. And as we become sensitive to, more familiar with, and connected with what is helpful, what kind of language, when to say it, in our meditation, in our lives, helps us become sensitive to what's helpful, what might be helpful for others. So that we might be able to say things that are supportive and helpful, beneficial for others. And in this way, our practice together can not only support our lives, but the lives of others, those we come in contact with. And of course, because speech is not only what we just say out loud, but often our thoughts or things we write in social media, we might have a big influence with our attention to what's helpful, what's beneficial, what's supportive with our language. So in this way, may our practice be of benefit for all beings everywhere.